92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. This is Decision 2024. I am joined by Phil Kyers. He is running for Ottawa County Commissioner. And what district is that again, Phil?
That is District 9, Grand Haven Township, Robison Township, and Spring Lake Township, Precinct 5.
All right. Let's get to the questions. What are your top three priorities for Ottawa County if you are elected, and how do you plan to achieve them?
One of my top priorities is transparency. Probably the number one is financial stability for the county. That always has to be financial. If we're not financially stable, then everything else falls to pieces. Service. I intend to service everybody, whether it be in the health department, the parks, the sheriff department, the courts. Them are all the things that we service the people with, so I service everybody.
Well, you mentioned transparency. Let's talk a little bit about accountability. How will you ensure transparency and accountability in county government?
We will have, as far as administrator, we will have HR go through it. We'll post it. It'll go out to the whole nation, the whole state. Then we do interviews to get the right administrator. And having the right administrator also goes through the whole county, and it helps all the workers there, the employees. You get the right employees, which in turn gives you the best services for the people. So one of the transparencies that you have to do is not just appoint an administrator, you got to do a really good search to find the right administrator to match our county. Our meetings will all be Open Meetings Act, which we always done. You know, if it's something that has to go in a closed session, we will do that. But most of them will be Open Meeting Act.
Do you support diversity, equity, and inclusion?
I support it, yes. We've supported it, and we did it in the county. But people like to make it just for certain areas. It's not just for certain areas. One of the main reasons we did it for our county was for the businesses asked us to do it and to help the Latino population. They were a growing population that was underserved. And we've seen that. We did research on it. We studied it. Some of the big companies that wanted us to help them out because they couldn't find good employees. It was also not for the whole community. It was for inside of the county to help the employees of the county better service the people in the county.
Would you entertain bringing the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Department back to the county?
I would do this. I would take the board and have the board's decision. It's not my decision. It's a board decision for the whole county, and that's how I would work through it.
Recently read something yesterday that the number one issue for seniors, it's not health care anymore. It's affordable housing. How will you address issues such as affordable housing in Ottawa County?
I think we did that before as commissioners. One of the biggest things we did was affordable county through ARPA funds. We took a ton of money of ARPA funds, extra money, and we took it and it doubled through low-income, affordable-income housing. And that's what really helped us. And I would continue to do that. You look for grants. You know, commissioners we got in there right now are neglecting grants. I was a huge grant pusher because I know grants can double or triple the taxpayers' money. And I feel like that's the taxpayers' money coming back from the state or the feds to help us out.
What have you learned in the last 2 years not being an Ottawa County Commissioner?
I have learned by losing to be humble. I've learned to watch the people divide in the county, which I don't like to see. That hurts us all. I think I'd really like to bring back as a commissioner to have the county connect again. And I think we can do that, but it's going to take years. And that's why it's so important right now for August 6th, because this is our 4-year terms, that we rebuild the county back up so it's a county that, you know, connects together.
Will you accept the election results in August and November?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is your chance now to tell the audience why they should vote for Phil Kyers.
You know, one of my greatest skills is leadership skills. I've connected to the state, being state president, which has really helped me connect over all the people in the state. So I've worked with Dems and Republicans, and that's what I plan to do. And that's why you should vote for me. I'm just not one person. I work with everybody, and I work with all the commissioners to serve everybody.
The website is electphilkyers.com. This has been Decision 2024.